Well, Alex, congratulations. Tremendous win. Just how satisfying was that tonight for you, for the manager?
Yeah, really pleasing, I think. No more than we deserved. I thought we were the better side right throughout the match. I thought we created the most chances, kept a team who haven't lost a game this season and who, to be honest, have been doing really well. Extremely quiet, and I thought we thoroughly deserved the win.
Scored good goals, and just at the right time as well, I thought, perhaps in the game, when you look back at it.
Yeah, but we had chances prior to that as well. You know what I mean? So it wasn't as if they were the only opportunities we had and we were fortunate. I thought we deserved them, our pressure, the amount of opportunities we did create. And I thought that incisiveness that we spoke about at the top end of the pitch, I thought it looked a bit better tonight, but I still think we've got a bit of work to do in that.
Josh Harrop in the first half particularly was very influential, and he in a way, he kind of deserved that goal, didn't he?
Yeah, I was just saying there, he set plays up until that point, and I thought were a bit disappointing. And I actually said to my bench, if this one's not good, he's coming off them. So, and then it flies in the bottom corner, so it's Sod's law. But yeah, you're really pleased for him, because the last home game he played, I think, was Reading. We won, and then he came out of the team the following week purely because of who we were playing. I just thought somebody else was better suited, and he was unfortunate. So he was really itching to get another start, and I thought he did great tonight.
In fact, you freshen it up a little bit tonight. You made three changes. Do you think that ultimately that the team benefited from that, just fresh legs?
Yeah, I do. And I said after Derby, I thought we looked a bit jaded. So that was certainly a lesson learned for me in terms of this squad that I've got to deal with. And I just felt that we needed to freshen it up a little bit. I thought John looked... We needed a sitter tonight because of the way they play. And John Welsh is the best at doing that. And the fact that he hasn't played in a year and then put that type of performance in for us just sort of speaks volumes of him and his professionalism. So, delighted for him.
And Sean Maguire, we knew once he got his first goal, he'd probably go on and get a few more. He's already got one again tonight, and he took it really well, didn't he?
Yeah, and he's really lively, Sean. You know, the one thing about him is because we play with a big target man, he can play off. He can play as a 10 off and around him. He can play off a flank and drift in. He could play as a 9 if you need him to, up front. So he's really flexible and versatile. And what he does do is he's got a bit of freedom at the moment. You know, tonight I let him just wander and go and find pockets and spaces that he can hurt them. And I thought he did that for the majority of the game. He was excellent.
And talk us through that third goal. Just how good a strike was that from Alan Brown? Talk us through the technique of that, getting it over and round into the keepers.
Yeah, great. Because I think the one thing with Alan, he gets into great positions. You know, I mean, what I keep saying to him is, in training, your finishing is excellent. You now need to convert that into a sort of match scenario. So delighted for him tonight. He managed to get his goal because the effort he puts in for us week in and week out, you know, he really does do a great job for us. And I think he's one of the sort of unsung hero players that people underestimate. But I can assure you, you look at how much he runs for this team, it's incredible. So I was delighted for him.
And just to put the icing on a very sweet cake tonight, Cannon Woods comes off the bench and gets a run out too.
Yeah, and obviously Daryl Horgan got a wee run tonight as well. So I was saying to the players after the game, we're a squad, do you know what I mean? We're not a starting 11, so there's some of the lads like Tommy Spur, who was magnificent on Saturday, who dropped out of the team because I thought Ben Davies' strengths were needed for this game. And Tommy will be frustrated, but as I said to him, when we get to the end of the season, if we have a successful season, you'd much rather be one player in a successful squad or a player who plays week in, week out, but we don't really achieve anything. So I've got to try and manage the squad as best I can and make the best decisions. And the players have got to respect that and show that they should be playing week in and week out. So listen, they're a great bunch of lads, honestly. An absolute dream to work with.
Just a final one from me. You've beaten the league leaders comfortably tonight. In terms of a yardstick of how well you can do this season, where do you see yourself? I mean, you know, you've done that really well tonight. So how far can you go, do you think?
Yeah, I think that it's all about consistency, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Because I think that what we've shown in the first 7 games I think we've played, the only real performance that I was disappointed with is probably Derby. I don't think we played that as well as we can there. That was quite disappointing from us. Other than that, I think we've been excellent. I mean, we went to Middlesbrough, went toe-to-toe with them, should have beat them. Went to Leeds, dominated them for 60 minutes, and then we went down to 10 men and managed to see the game out. We've beat Reading here, who are in the playoff final. We've beat the league leaders here, and we've deservedly done it. So we've got absolutely nobody to fear. You know, I did an interview yesterday, and the young lad was saying to me, oh, but how are you going to cope with Cardiff? I said, it's Cardiff, there's no Real Madrid. Do you know what I mean? So it's not about them, it's about how we approach it and what we try and do. And I thought the boys typified that tonight.